September 17th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the paternal entity, God of all ages. I am the presence man seeks in the world. Your nation is busy rebuilding storm-damaged areas and trying to recoup losses. Many have suffered. I too am trying to rebuild and recoup losses. My church has been devastated by a storm of liberalism. It must be rebuilt in hearts around the world. The destruction I speak of remains hidden, invisible to the naked eye. I do not need massive funds to reconstruct my church, such as your nation needs to rebuild damage from the storms. I need hearts willing to accept and stand for the truth. The truths of the faith have been blown away and watered down. There is a Satan seeking the destruction of souls. There is such a thing as sin, which robs the soul of his salvation. There is heaven and hell. This ministry is the forebear of my remnant faithful. I come to strengthen the spiritually weak and offer hospice to those who recognize the storm within the church. I come to unite one faith, one church, in union with my divine will. I come to expose the truth by revealing evil. Inherit these messages as the foundation of my remnant faithful. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 13. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.